I said, all Deccan has is the facts. We have something more. We can decide how the jury interprets and internalizes those facts. Moreover, my dear, we have you.
He took a long drink.
We have who you were and are and wish to become. And believe me, I'd rather have those things on my side than something as simplistic as cold, hard facts.
But why?
Tahiri's heart felt like it had been squeezed by a prosthetic hand. Was the Bothan crazy?
Because, my dear, beings don't really want things that are cold and hard. They are sitting there, most of them, bless them really, truly trying to do the right thing. If they find you guilty, it must be beyond a reasonable doubt. And that, Miss Tahiri Vela, is what you and I are going to give them. Many, many reasons to doubt.
Before Tahiri could splutter out more questions, the bailiff strode forward and bellowed in a voice that almost shook the walls.
All rise, for Her Honor Judge Mavari Zudan.
Tahiri recognized the name, though she had never seen the Faline woman who had now entered the room from the back door. For a moment, Tahiri wondered if she'd simply traded one bad situation for another. While the farce that was the Court of Jedi Affairs had been abolished, and the clearly biased Judge Lortelli had been quietly removed from the bench, Zudan was the woman who had sentenced Luke Skywalker. She wore dark judicial robes that made her look to Tahiri more like an executioner than a judge. The woman's stern, pinched expression didn't help the impression. She ascended to her chair, reached for an old-fashioned gavel, and banged it.
This court is now in session.
You have visitors,
the guard said.
Step away from the door and sit on the chair.
It had been a long first day of the trial, and Tahiri was exhausted, but not too tired to be surprised and curious at the words. The only being who had been able to visit her since her arraignment had been her lawyer. She obeyed and sat patiently while two guards entered. One had a blaster pointed at her. The other painstakingly bound her wrists and ankles with stun cuffs. The idea was, of course, that she was adequately contained as long as the door was closed and locked. When it was open, she needed additional restraints. She suffered the indignity quietly, more focused on who could possibly be coming to see her than on the inconvenience and discomfort of the manacles. The guard stepped back. Two dark-haired humans stepped into the room, one tall and rangy and male, and one petite and female, and smiled at her.